G'day and welcome to the 63rd episode of the Destiny Down Under podcast. This week we are joined by Danoz. He fills in for Matt, who is off on his lore-based pilgrimage. We talk about the upcoming Crimson Days event. We talk about the Nightfall discussion that happened in the 12th. And we talk about a whole lot more. So stick around. It's a good one.
Cheers.
G'day and welcome to the 63rd episode of the Destiny Down Under podcast. This week, there's treachery afoot. I'm joined, as always, by Sloth, but Mylan is no longer here. He is away. He is looking for the lore to try and bring it back to his people. He wants to return the lore. He told us about it last week. It's going to be an epic voyage. It's going to take him a couple of weeks, he reckons. So, in the meantime, we've invited on a very special friend of the cast, a fellow clan mate, an Australian legend and a Destiny diehard just like us. He hosts his own podcast, so we're hoping that he brings some professionalism to this because we've certainly got none to fucking rub together between us. Please make welcome Danoz. How are you, brother? What's been going on?
Hey, everyone. Yeah, I'm doing really good. I've just been leveling my other characters in Destiny this weekend and then just been enjoying the sun.
What is sun?
I know, it's weird, but it's a content drought, man. It's the only time I get outside.
Content drought. It's good for one thing. Getting some vitamin K, right? Oh, all right. We'll come back to you in a minute. We'll have a bit of a discussion about like the awesome things that you're doing for Destiny, is it right? But, Sloth, what have you been up to?
I have a shiny head. All right, I'll get it out of the way. I have a fucking shiny head. All right?
You have a very shiny head, man.
This week, struggle busing with some personal pain issues and all that sort of thing, but it's just one of those things that happens every now and again. So streaming only went live like 3 times this week, so yeah, it doesn't really matter, but it was good. It was a good week to sort of it was good until my wife had a car accident on Friday, but that's beside the point. But yeah,
did she get cop glare from the reflection of your head and then there was an accident? Is that what happened? Nah, look, I'm only fucking around because I know she's okay, right? Otherwise, See, there was that look of the, like, log may well not live through this cast. Sloth and I had a really late night last night playing fucking Warhammer. So we were like,
fuck, that's such,
we're both sleep deprived and hungover, but it was a hell of a fucking night. So, Danoz, why don't you tell everyone what it is you do in our community and a little bit about the Destiny community thing?
Sure. So yeah, Destiny community thing is just a podcast that I started with. Originally it was with myself, but I've now brought in a good friend of mine, BK. BK Spleen on Twitter, and yeah, the two of us sort of just go around and chat to people within the Destiny community and just sort of shine light on, you know, their channel and sort of what they're about. So that's basically the premise of the show. So we just want to put some light around certain people. There's plenty of amazing people in the Destiny community, and sometimes they just haven't really stretched as far as they would like to. So it's good to sort of get them on the show and hopefully they can expand their audience from there.
Sloth and I have had the pleasure of coming on, and it's, it's one of those things that, like, it's probably the only podcast thing I've ever done where I completely forgot it was a podcast and it wasn't just me and you having a chat. So I was probably a bit loose. I can't even remember. It was like, oh, thanks, man. Thanks for doing that for me. I'm like, doing what? Oh, that's right. That was
oh, right, the cast, yeah.
It was the thing that I was doing. Shit, that was what all this was about, right? Not just me and you shooting the shit.
Yeah.
That's fun.
The DCT that Danos and BK run is definitely worth a listen, guys. It's on SoundCloud, if I remember correctly.
Yeah, you can find it on SoundCloud. SoundCloud/ Destiny community thing.
Mm-hmm. Beautiful. Yeah, so beautiful. Definitely go and check that out, guys. Or go follow him on Twitter at the just search DCT. If it shows up with some sort of future war cult looking symbol, you found it. We'll link it below in the YouTube things, and we'll go from there.
Are you a future war cult man, D?
I am, and I'm very sorry.
Why are you?
Because. When I joined TA, I saw the rules, and I felt really bad that I was upsetting people.
No.
But I'm a future war cult guy and diehard. Lakshmi gives me life. What can I say?
and hope. Like with the clan thing, it's like that's just something to argue about. It's not a rule we in any way enforce. And even half of us are like, oh nah, New Monarchy's got the better gun. I'm jumping on that shit this week. It's just
no. That was only you. That was
yeah.
Only
I don't know. Filthy sellout. I don't care.
Fucking sellout.
All right. So there has been a every week we get to the end of the week and I'm like, yeah, there's not been much happening in Destiny this week. And then there's kind of like this. I mean, the 12 comes out, but there's also this week the announcement of Crimson Doubles coming. So that'll be here right in time for Valentine's Day. I actually think it'll start on Valentine's Day in Australia. So if you're, if you're really hanging out to be romantic and shun the outdoors and not go out for dinner and just want to play some doubles with your significant other, you're fucking in luck, I'll tell you what. But we'll run through that and then we'll get into everything else that's been happening. And then at the end, we might just sort of stop and shoot the shit with everyone who's in chat and we'll do that. So Crimson Doubles returns the 13th of February, which, as I said, will be the 14th for Australia. But it is, I mean, I don't know what to make of this. I don't know if it's exactly the same as it was, boys, but it says 2v2 clash with a round-based twist.
Twist.
So are we going to see, like, it's going to get to a score cap? Or is it just... Because wasn't it 2v2 elimination when it was first around?
But you also had a buff as well. When the person died, you became...
Yeah, you became stronger, right? Okay, so...
Maybe you've got to get to a certain area and do, like, the Navy bloke kissing the nurse on World War II Victory Day in New York. You've got to... Hey, baby. And then you both get a fucking buff or some shit like that. I don't know. Like, when Bungie says there's a twist, it's probably going to be the same thing. But I'm pretty big to
say. It's not going to be, like, drastic. Like, no. It's Clash, but every round goes for 8 seconds. And you've just got to charge and throw grenades and hope for the best. It'll be nothing that drastic. I'm sure it'll be completely manageable.
Every round goes for 8 seconds. Every married man's sex life ever. Sorry, I mean, no.
That was the subtext, Sloth. That was the... but, I mean, look, credit where it's due. There's a whole heap of loot coming with it, and none of it is tied to Eververse. So, basically, you can go out, earn it all. It's going to be smart. It's going to operate in a checklist fashion so that as you go through and you receive pieces of Crimson Day's gear... That's off the list until you've completed the list, and then maybe you'll get duplicate roles after you've got everything. But it does seem like it's, you know, like, we've labored on it on the cast a bit. It's been a big issue in the context of Destiny 2 and its release, the microtransactions and where that really sits. So it is good to see positive movement in a way. Like, it's good to see that they're, you know, like, I mean, the Bungie classic, we're listening. They're fucking listening, okay? It just takes them a long time to do anything about it. I've got faith. They've got fucking ears. I've seen pictures of Deej. He's got ears, definitely. So we can see. All right, so there's also going to be some specific rewards that you can unlock through the course of Crimson Days that... that you do by basically participating in specific activities, which I think is a good way of, guaranteeing you can kind of get what you want. I mean, it's not the whole loot pool, but it is the more important parts of the loot pool. So if you complete the milestone Welcome to Crimson Days by finishing 5 Crimson Days matches and visiting Lord Shax in the Tower, you earn the Fire of Crimson Days emblem and the Tirastrella Ghost Shell. Now, I haven't got the picture. I'm not going to put it up, but it. I didn't like. Can we just, as a quick aside, how do you guys feel about the new ghosts, like the voluptuous ghosts? You know, the ones that are like really round and like.
Oh, the BBW ghosts. Yeah.
I was trying to be fucking like flattering, and you just obliterated it.
Hey, there is nothing wrong with BBW. At all. You be proud of the body you're in. If you're a big booted woman, you be a big booted woman.
What about big booted ghosts? Where do we stand on that? Because I don't like them. I mean,
if you want to be a big booted ghost, we're all about acceptance here. Unless you're from Future War Cult, then it's a little bit of an issue. But
Well, I don't know. I've seen a lot of. There was actually a forum post about it. Can we stop making these ghosts because they're fucking ugly? And I agree. Like, I know that they've got to reinvent the wheel somewhat to keep them interesting at all. But I just don't like the look of them when they've got like. It's like they've got fucking huge ears or some shit.
Hey, you having a go against wing nuts? Have you seen my ears?
Have you seen
mine?
Do
I need to take off my headset?
Yeah, no, I have. Please.
You are a wing nut.
Yeah, I'm a wing nut.
No, but the shell's different. As Organic Gear in the chat says, welcome. Welcome, by the way. You know, there's something different.
Right.
Like, we've just had reskins and having a little bit of, like what was it, the Devil Ghost Shell for Halloween, what, last year or the year before? And it was just gaffer taped fucking wings and arms to it. Like, that was a little bit different, but, like, it was they're a different design and more power to them. So, you know, like, you get a different shape and you can put different colours on it too. It should be all pretty.
It's pretty.
All right, so we're for the BBW ghosts. Is that where we've landed?
Absolutely.
All right, okay, we're for, right. Absolutely. Good.
We're all about acceptance in the Destiny community, and I'm appreciating these new tiles.
If you're fragile enough to have not understood what BBW is, just Google it.
Don't Google it. Don't Google it. It means big booty women. Don't Google it. If you're underage, just say big booty women and leave it at that.
Ask your parent or a guardian to Google it for you. All right, so complete Crimson Days matches in the Crucible playlist for a chance to earn the Undeterred Exotic Sparrow. It's red and white. It looks like it's going to be pretty quick. But as we've seen with the other ghosts, I doubt there's going to be any kind of real stat perk to this ghost, right? To Sparrow, right? Like, we're kind of just seeing... I mean, they're all the same. Nothing makes any difference. Like, I think they need to get the exotic ones at least and make them faster than anything else. What do you guys think? You think it's... Do you care? Do you even, like, know what Sparrow you've currently got equipped?
Yes.
I do, actually.
What's it called?
It is the... The Trials of the... not Trials of the Nine. It's a new Monarchy Sparrow. It goes... It's red and white. It goes fast.
All right. Well, that narrows. D?
I've got the one from Osiris, but I couldn't tell you the name, and that's horrible. That kind of shows...
It doesn't matter, man.
It really doesn't matter, and that's a really bad thing about it.
There's no tumblers anymore. You know, it doesn't matter at all.
No.
So, I mean, they do need to bring back the backflip sparrow. That's what we really need. I miss my freaking tumbling and just having sparrow accidents. I've got the red and white one that belches smoke out the back of it. That's I don't even know.
He's got the V8 one. Elon Musk must hate you.
I'm on other planets just fucking up the environment with my exhaust.
What about if it blows out hearts as like the trail? That'd be pretty badass.
Fucking like all of the people who really, really like the armor pieces from the last Iron Banner, they'd be like, oh my god, it's going like just squealing for it. And more power to you. If that's what you like, that's what you like. I'll just stick with the ghost that gets me from point A to point B.
Sparrow.
Cars and ghosts, motorcycles doesn't mean shit to me.
I know, right? All right, so there is a ward. Have you seen the Wardcliffe coil skin? So you get it from doing the Leviathan raid or the raid lair. It's this steampunk skin. If they need to change the sounds for that, there needs to be like a steam engine. Boot, fucking. Right? And it needs to play the Thomas the Tank Engine theme while you reload it.
It's outstanding.
Yeah.
It's a cool looking skin. Well done on the designers of that. It's a pretty cool looking skin. It's good that they're sort of expanding out. And this goes back to the conversation of, you know, like, we'd rather have something new than just a reskin or something that looks very similar. They've taken a weapon that... we've never seen before in the Destiny verse. They've made it, and then they've made it its own individual thing as well. So, like, individualizing the individual, I guess you could say. It's good. I actually really, really like that skin. So, well done, Bungie, in that respect.
I like it. I think it's just a bit of fun, and I think that's sort of what... Well, I mean, it's not the only thing that's missing. I mean, you know, content, but definitely... Definitely we're missing that kind of... Like, I really love the crazy shit. Like, when we first saw the colony, I'm like, there's a grenade launcher that shoots fucking spiders. Bring it. I want more weird shit. I want more tractor cannon type stupidity in my...
The Crimson, dude. There's so much goodness.
I haven't even got that yet. I really need to pull my finger out and just grind. So there's also a few new emotes and stuff. The flaunting dance emote, which is not something that I'll be particularly worried about chasing, you'll get from the Nightfall Strike during the Crimson Days event. So if you really want to flaunt and dance, that's your avenue for that. But
that's me. That's all I'm after. That's what I want. Really? The most.
He wants
the
emote. What's the flaunting dance? What does that entail? You want to
do it?
You want to give us a little show, Danos? You want to give us a little show on your wall there?
I haven't learnt it yet.
Give me two weeks. Okay, so Sloth is getting tangled up in headphone cables.
All right.
So, you look like a fish trapped in a net.
The Crimson Days are coming.
So the Crimson Days are coming. I don't know. We've got the loot pool in front of us here. We've got the image of it. So there's a few skins. There's a heap of different ghosts. There's three sparrow or five sparrows, like a few different warping emotes and things like that. But I think the emotes will be the kind of thing that lives on. I mean, the armors look, the shaders and stuff look cool. I mean, I love red and white. You know that. So that'll be me sucking into that. But
so,
I mean, that kind of left me thinking we're not going to get too much in this week at Bungie this week. But I was fucking drastically wrong.
Yeah.
It's all just going to be guff about Crimson Days again. But there you go. So this whole Bungie doesn't communicate thing seems to be making this podcast run sheet harder to write, and that's good because it means we've got more shit to talk about. But right, so let's get into basically the guts of. What was discussed in the 12 this week was rejigging Nightfalls to basically both improve them for the user and make them something that's a bit more valuable and feels like an achievement rather than a race. I mean, as it stands, we've all done them, and it kind of gets to the point where, oh, don't worry about shooting these guys, just run through because, you know, we're on the clock and whatever. I think they're going to, ultimately, they'll move away from that type and it'll move towards a properly scored system, which is, you know, I think a pretty cool change. I mean, we sort of saw the introduction of the scoring system with PoE in Destiny 1, and I don't know, I'd like to see them go back to, like, calling out the fire team that got the highest score in the Nightfall each week. You know, like, I think that would be cool. I think there's not enough individual kudos going around in Destiny at the moment, and I'd hopefully they bring that back. What do you guys think? I mean, reading through the changes, you know, there's a pretty long list of things that they're going to dabble with, so we might not get into drilling into all of it, but just if you've read through it, what points stuck out to you the most, dude?
Well, what I'm seeing here is a little bit of inside the clan competition. Like, if you have a decently sized clan, like TA or something like that, you could go, all right, let's do a clan day. Who can do the Nightfall, A, the fastest, B, with the most points? So, like, it all sort of comes together. So you've got the team-based scoring. It's a sum of the individual performances. That's awesome. That is absolutely awesome. And you could dead set... go against like clans, so like if we went against NRG, we'd smash them. You know, there's no ifs, buts, and maybes about it. But calling you out. So it's all driven by. So the time is overall, but it's all driven by kills and orb generation. So if you've got the masterwork weapons, you can spawn.
I didn't even think
all
about
of
that.
The orbs ever. Yeah, right.
Okay.
And then. Yeah. So it all snowballs into your final score. Now this is one thing that sort of caught my attention: the score bleed over time. So your decay. You know, the team that clears it faster than the other team should score higher. But if you come up against a very difficult group of enemies. Like, it's got a really shitty modifier, you didn't set your guns up correctly or something, you know, along those lines. It could really throw a spanner in the works. So I think because they've made it more of a competition, they have, for a piece, at least the people who want to, like, do the battle, like do the clan battle or, you know, battle with their friends for scores and all that sort of thing, that's incredible. On the other side of the coin, is that if you're just like if you're just going for a pug group, then it like if they set say so you must reach this set score to get a particular drop.
Well, it looks like it looks like it's going to be that way. There's basically going to be like a threshold score that. We'll touch on this. It's part of the rewards that it brings up in a moment. But I think like that, like the score bleed over time is just a necessity, right? Otherwise, you're just going to have people with scout rifles going through precision shotting everything meticulously over a fucking hour and a half period to get the absolute maximum score they can get. And you know what? Like, would it be cool for the 1 week for that to be the case? Yeah, maybe, like, to have everyone just be really meticulous, but I think it'd suck overall, like, if that was sort of what that game mode then became.
But it really... That's what they really tried to work away with, like, from Destiny 1 and 2. They wanted the Nightfalls to be much faster.
Yeah.
So that's... You could tell that was kind of their goal, so it's good to see that sort of being brought in and a bit further to the front again.
I think so. And, like, doing it the right way, too, where it's not just, quick, you've got a timer. If you don't do it in the timer, you fucking fail. It's just...
6 minutes.
Yeah, quick, but run.
The next point that you've got here on the run sheet, mate, so the scoring cuts off after time threshold. So if you're doing, let's say, Exodus Black, and it's taken longer than 15 minutes, you really have to rush to get to that 15-minute mark to get as far as you can.
Yeah.
Because any points you gain after that... is 50%. At 18 minutes is 25% less. 50% less, 25 at 18 minutes is 75% less and all that sort of thing. You know, like, and what you've written here is a good Nightfall Clear shouldn't feel like a slob.
Exactly.
It shouldn't. It really should.
You should feel like a well-oiled machine, right? Just blitzing through it, right? That's, and I don't think there's enough of a reward for that outside of like trials, really. The only real rewarding thing now is just satisfaction of a job well done. You know, and that doesn't count for anything in the long term. You know, like you know how well you did, but this hopefully is with the basically you will get a Nightfall emblem that then tracks your score. So scores above a certain threshold will allow you to unlock the aura. So that in itself then provides a buff to Vanguard tokens by 25%. So it has a use. Yeah, you know, it's an aura to go, you know, you find yourself in a strike on a Friday night, you and one mate, and a guy joins in, and he's got the aura, and he's just helping you out because he's a good bloke and he's done the Nightfall. Maybe you haven't. You know, it's just one of those things. It brings back that, you know, remember the XP buff that you used to get when you first did Nightfalls that made them the thing that you did first every week. And you know, they were fucking hard. But you still jumped in and were like, what's the Nightfall this week? Everyone was talking about strategizing for it. It gave YouTubers things to talk about in terms of like, okay, this is the Nightfall. This is how you want to approach it. This is how I would. I think that they need to get back to that because as it stands, the kind of like, I've gone weeks and weeks and weeks and not done a Nightfall because the only thing I'm going to get out of it is another powerful engram and, you know, probably, you know, another fucking shit submachine gun that I won't use or something. But that's hopefully definitely. what I think, you know, like if that whole, I mean, I don't know, I would have liked to have seen like, even if it, I know they'll never do it, but a boost to overall XP gain, like Eververse and everything. Can you imagine everyone?
Oh God.
How hard that everyone would hit Nightfalls. It would be very generous. It would be very generous. I don't really see it happening in this modern climate, but anyway.
For the people who go out and buy silver to buy Eververse, you know, there's not really much point in doing that, is there? So, anyway, now, following on from the Nightfall, they're talking about changes to the raid and all that sort of thing. Now, I just want to tell you right now, the curated loadouts, that makes me very happy. That makes me very, very happy. So if you haven't heard about this, like, just expand on it a little bit. So when the Eater of Worlds prestige mode comes out, so you're one where you go down and punch old matey Argos in the face and get him out of the guts of the Leviathan, they're going to be bringing in curated loadouts. Now, what does that mean? That means that Bungie will set... You must use, let's say, in the TWAB, they have used hand cannon as a kinetic, energy as a scout rifle, and power as a linear fusion. That is the first week of prestige Eater of Worlds. So you must use that loadout. You must use a hand cannon in the kinetic slot, a scout rifle in the energy slot, and so on and so forth. So I'm pretty excited with that. I'm pretty excited with that. Week two is the expansion two raid lair. So they're continuing on with the raid on Leviathan because it is a huge ship, so more power to it. The modifier is Gladiator. Your melee damage is increased and melee kills grant bonus super. So Titans will be going in there, just fist flying, trying to stab every prick.
Oh, yeah.
The kinetic is a sidearm. Your energy is a submachine gun and your power is a shotgun. So it's going to be very close range. Now, does that give any sort of clue to how close the like how close quarters the second expansion is going to be? Maybe. Mm. Maybe.
Maybe. So, maybe just make it really fucking hard. Like, yeah, it's a long range thing. You load in with a shotgun. Fuck you, man.
You load in with a shotgun and a sidearm with a submachine gun. You get the raid submachine gun. It's kicking over here somewhere, trying to eat something 3 foot from you.
You've got to be on top of your ship while shooting the boss.
I think what's important to note out of this, and Joe Blackburn has done a great job sort of expanding on this, is that this is why the prestige mode for Eater of Worlds has taken so long, because they sort of realized that they weren't happy with where it sat as an activity and have gone back and basically added a layer of challenge through this sort of custom, like the loadout system, which for me, I think is exciting because it's also a toe in the water for this kind of system in the game in general, right? Mm-hmm. And there is another, I know that I'm probably not be the most popular dude in the world for saying this, but there is another game mode that really could do with this kind of level of the playing field, and it might just be the pinnacle of the PvP side of things too. You know, you load into trials and you are given a specific loadout that you have to have, that you have to meet. It kind of levels the playing field. I mean, we will get gun metas, you know, there will be like, this gun's the best scout, this gun's the best pistol, this gun's hand cannon, you know, like that happens. But it also gives people who interested in competing in a thing like that, a reason to collect weapons outside of the weapons that they use every day, right? Like, I have had an auto rifle, a hand cannon, and a rocket launcher equipped for fucking a month and a half, dead set. Like, I've barely changed it. Occasionally, I'll throw the sword in because I'm like, I feel like cutting some cunts up in the Crucible. But you know what I mean? Like, it would give give people a serious reason to go and grind for, you know, like, say, you know, Shax has got the best fucking auto rifle, you know, just for, I mean, we don't know, we're getting a rebalance patch and there's an expansion that comes along with it, so who knows what it may be. It gives people a reason to go and that, and it gives content creators something to make fucking videos about, right? Like, this is the best possible loadout for this, and conjecture and something to talk about and discussions to be had around a serious, like, trade-offs and things like that. I don't know. I think it's a definite move in the right direction. I think it adds a layer of depth to, like, the raid. It will add a layer of challenge that is not there. And there, I mean, like, look at Esoteric going out there and he finished Eater of Worlds by himself. Like, that's fucking insane. Yeah, given that I can hardly do it with a fully fucking stacked fight team. But
it'll make really things like that.
What's that?
I haven't completed Eater of Worlds. I haven't gotten a completion on Eater of Worlds.
Have to fix that.
Definitely.
Well, see, I don't feel a need to play it at the moment because I think we've come to that conclusion a few times, and I'm not going to go into it why again. But like, I haven't done a finish before, so this actually might cause me to go in and go, there's some fucking challenge here. And you know, it's not just go through and just go through the motions. Yeah, go over here, shoot this circle. Yeah, go over here, shoot this red one. Fucking Resident Sleeper, you know, like. Fuck that. I would actually rather to see this. Now, with what you were saying about trials, I would actually like them to take one step further, maybe add a separate trials mode where you could earn extra gear or whatever, and have specific weapons, not weapon types, but weapons in each slot. So you don't have to, like, there's not that meta thing. Now, that... Like, you also made a good point about YouTubers having something to talk about, the Destiny community having something to talk about. If you're going to use a scout rifle, holy shit, what should we use?
No.
You know, like, it's these are the things that are causing some good chat in the Destiny community. It's actually really good to see, especially after this TWAB.
I'm just totally thinking off the top of my head, but what if Trials gave you a loadout that was like a predetermined loadout of Trials of the Nine weapons? So everyone had the same loadout. If you either like ranked up enough or got enough wins on your card and it was like cumulative so that people could grind it out if they really wanted to, then you got to keep the fucking weapons or a weapon or whatever, you know, like it worked that way.
Yeah, that'd be neat.
You know, the Trials fucking auto rifle this week is insane. I really want it. And even if you're not the best player, you can grind and whatever. I think the other thing they need to do is they really need to look at bringing back like the adept versions. Like that whole...
I would love to see that.
I'm not saying that from a place of like, oh, I'd have all the adept weapons because I'm fucking average and we all know it. But it just gives that level of like, this is weight only achievable one way. Like I had that reflection sum that I used for fucking 2 years in Destiny 1 because it was just like, I was proud I had it. I loved it. It was a great gun and it was a good gun, so... But I think that's kind of the thing that, you know, those little things are missing, those little finishing touches of like the real grind, the real thing that matters. And as much as part of it is just getting out your e-penis and measuring how big it is next to everyone else's, fuck, it's the internet. We're playing games online. That's what it's all about, right? It's better than doing it for something than for nothing, right?
Yeah, this whole thing, both from the raid and everything, really is... Sounds like they're just putting weight and worth back on all the loot. That's honestly what they're doing. Like, you know, now with scoring, you're going to be more efficient. You're going to really think about what you have, you know, with the raid loots and all these, like, challenges and that they got coming. You're going to have to really think about what weapons and that you have. And that's good. That's going to really just keep you wanting to come back to Xur and, you know, grind and everything. So it's good to have that weight back. I think that's the biggest takeaway I got from the TWAB.
I think the other thing, too, and this is just looking... down the pipeline of the roadmap that we saw last week, the exotic rebalancing. And I mean, as much as that's further down the line, like that for me is probably one of the things that I'm looking at with most interest, because I think we've all come to the conclusion now that Destiny 2 exotics are kind of just like I could happily run without an exotic. You know, a piece of armor, because some of the armors do have really cool perks, especially like the Khepri's horn and things like that. You know, there's cool shit sort of in there, but the guns especially just feel like the perks on them don't feel powerful enough that's like, oh, this is the gun that I'm going to build my loadout around, which is sort of where it came from in Destiny 1. But I don't know. I mean, it's one of those things that we're going to have to wait and see what happens, but for me, it's a very important upcoming part of the release.
Yeah, no, definitely something I'm looking forward to for sure.
All right, well, what we might do now is if you're in the chat, if you're rocking on, kicking back, having a good time, hit us up with any questions or anything you'd like for us to discuss, because as much as we can sit here and go through what we want to know what you want too, right? So, you know, ideas, let's share them. And if you've got anything you want us to talk about, please jump in. But I don't know. I mean, I think that you're right, D, in that the focus of this is really getting the worth back into the loot, right? Like that is ultimately where we need to get to, because right now the activities don't feel like doing because like they're worth doing because...
So what's the point?
Yeah, you're just going to get more shit, like, right? And it's just, oh, I'll get more legendary shards. Masterworks are cool, and having the chance to get a masterwork is cool, but because it's so low, like... Even in that, you're like, oh, I don't know, I can't be bothered. I'm not going to get anything out of it. Like, maybe that's just me. Maybe I'm lazy, but I'll have bad luck. Who knows? <Yeah.
laughs> It just encourages people to get back in. Like, some people are purely, you know, wanting to just help out because that's just what they want to do. But then other people obviously want and need the loot to keep them going. So by just bringing that weight and worth back, people are like, yeah, I'll jump into the raid, I really want blah, or I'm gonna get a chance to get an exotic, awesome, like, you know. And then that gets them back in the game, so it'd be good to have that, because that's really what kept us a lot in Destiny 1. It's like, oh, I really need this, you know, I need to chase this, you know.
Yeah,
so it'd be good.
That's really what's not there at the moment. Like, Spoon asks, what's with Danos and his different scary color. Lack of shoulder showing. Look, it's something to It's something that we're going to be honest about right here. We have a quota that we've got to like to reach, you know, that one sleeveless person with a occasional overflow into two. So, I mean, Matt never wears sleeveless shirts, so we have to keep it this way. Otherwise, it just upsets the integrity of the podcast, because not everyone can look like a fucking idiotic lumberjack, okay? Like, we're going to try and keep some kind of respectability going on here, and that's why we've got Daniels on this week, because otherwise, it'd be a dude in a fucking lumberjack flannel and a dude in a wife beater just being angry about things, right? So that's why we are where we are.
You're a fucking nonce.
I'll bring up something that's happened over the past week or so. Just while if Chad has any questions in regard to the TWAP and all that sort of thing, microtransactions as a whole, now it's fucking been done to death in a lot of the gaming community.
Yep.
But some countries are actually moving to make microtransactions flat out illegal in video games and will not allow said video games to set companies to do business in their country, i.e. at the moment, Sweden are looking into making the, because it is a form of gambling, air quotes, if you're not watching live or not watching the video. It is a form of gambling, and it is predatory to a degree, especially in games where it's make things quicker after you pay the $60 American or $100 Australian straight off the bat. What's everyone's thought process on that? I know Log and I pretty much share the same thought process, but Danos, what's your mind's eye tell you about that sort of situation? Good thing, bad thing that countries are starting to make the move?
One moment. If we're going to talk about microtransactions, I'm going to go get another beer. I'll be right back, okay? I just need to lubricate my mind, man.
Yeah, it's something about it, isn't it? It's just...
Sorry for interrupting, just the words. Dude, please.
But yeah, I'm a little bit for it. So, like I said, Sweden are looking into it. New Zealand are definitely looking into it. So this is all after Battlefront 2 with the bollocks that they've tried to pull this year. Last year rather. So I fully agree that that is the way to go, but it has to be worldwide, like a set. It has to be set. The standard has to be set worldwide. It's just, you can't have one country going, well, you can't sell it here because we don't like it, like as a whole, and just bans it as a whole. And then another country, say Australia, where they go with the ESRB rating and changes it to R because it's got gambling, because that doesn't do anything. Some countries may not go far enough. Other countries may go too far. So, what's your thought process on it, Danos?
I definitely think it's something, like, it's good to see it being looked into in that way, because I'm very much of that opinion that it can be, literally, it is the slot machine. Like, some things are completely unattainable or are a very, very, very significant amount to earn it in a way. I've always felt like this even when it's been in the mobile game space. And, yeah, I just think it's something that, the countries, go in, dive into it further, and then come up with an opinion. But yeah, very much like, I don't know how it's going to put the developers in an odd space. Like, if it's completely legal in the United States, then like, they're probably not going to, do anything. And
it'll
come sort of
back.
What does that mean? You know,
do they just not market size? It'll come back to market size. Like, if it's friggin', I don't know, like, Zimbabwe make it illegal and no one else does, then stiff shit, it just won't get released there or whatever. But if it's significant parts of Europe, it's probably that'll be where it'll start if anywhere. I know that there's a senator in Hawaii that's also pushing for it, that's really not a fan of it, so it'll be, I just want to see what the discussion is around it. For me, like,
it's
for
definitely
me, like,
it definitely needs discussion
as a consumer. Right, I think it's fucking like it is just, it's playing poker machines, man. And it's just throwing your money in, hoping you get the thing you want. Like, yeah, fair enough, you don't get money back, but you get a thing of worth. It's just gambling of worth. It's no different. I think that the other thing it does is it masks half-assed content, right? Like, you can go and you can get one good thing and put it into a loot pool of fucking 20 average things, and people are going to buy that loot pool, end up with the 20 average things to try and get the one good thing, right? So it's just half-assed content creation. So if you, if they made it so you could just buy whatever you wanted, they'd make heaps less money because they don't have, bother to develop the content as well, right? So if everything was developed well enough, I think they would be able to support themselves financially through direct purchase systems rather than this kind of like smoke and mirrors shit that they pull with microtransactions now. Like, I've bought microtransactions. I've bought them in Destiny. I've made them. I've bought silver or whatever the fuck it is now. I've bought shit off Eververse. I'm not judging you if you do. If you've got the disposable income and the will to do it, like, that's fine. This whole shit about, oh, we all need to fucking band together and make a stand, and if no one ever buys a microtransaction again, they'll stop it. It's fucking completely unrealistic. You know what? Like, tweet, talk about it, have discussions on Reddit, be fucking polite to each other, but don't, like, tear the shreds off each other about that, because that's just dumb. If you're in a financial position to be able to do it, do it. But be understand what you're buying into. Well, understand the system that you're paying into. I don't do it now because I'm sort of at the point where I feel like I've been burnt by it and I don't want to do it anymore. So maybe that's what it takes for some people to get, you know, to really build an opposition to it. But I don't know. I mean, it's one of the, probably the most contentious issues that everyone seems to agree on anyway, right? Like, everyone, no one wants them. Everyone fucking, like, thinks they're shit, but we still have so these blown-out arguments.
Yeah, no one wants them, but people still buy them. And if you buy loot boxes, I know plenty of people who buy loot boxes in Overwatch, plenty of people who buy shit in the Eververse to get what they do. Good for you. I personally am not gonna come at you angrily because you're buying it. I say vote with your wallet, but that's me. I can only control what I do. Now, what I would like to see, especially with the politicians getting involved, is actual talk about this. Because do you remember a few weeks ago? Like, I don't want to go too far into this because there's actually questions coming through in chat related to Destiny.
what?
But the WHO said that gaming is now a sickness. It's a mental illness.
Well, gaming addiction is a medically recognized illness, yeah.
It is medically recognized illness. And that's fine, you know. But I would like to see the countries, so the UN... As much as it's probably so far down below the fucking UN what needs to be sorted, some sort of advisory group that says to countries, all right, you have to do it this way, because if you don't, like, it could really fuck over the consumer. Like, I couldn't give a shit about the conglomerates, bloody Activision and all those companies can go... take a flying leap off a short plank, you know, like you're sort of picking up what I'm putting down. It's really,
we get it. I think that's, I mean, at the end of the day, to get some, I mean, there needs to be studies done into it, because it's one of those things. It's effectively like, I mean, especially in the sense of, like, now that being addicted to a game is an addiction, right? And if you're addicted to a game that has microtransactions, it's effectively going, right, it's like going to an alcoholic, buy this beer. I'm not going to tell you how much alcohol's in it. I'm not going to tell you how drunk you'll get, but buy it. And you might get drunk. You might get what you want out of it, you might not. There's an element to it that's fucking insidious, and I defy anyone to argue that. But let's move on. And we can fucking beer all day.
Exactly. We're passionate. That's a
big Shug asks an incredibly fucking good question in the chat. So, what would your perfect Crucible meta be? Now, for me,
what would be the perfect loadout or the meta?
The meta. Like, the best time I've ever had in Destiny PvP was when the pulse rifle meta was strong, right? When Red Death was a fucking must have, A, because Red Death was cool as fuck, and B, because, like, I don't know, I find pulse rifles satisfying for some reason. It's just part of the way I play. Right now, I use Better Devils like every other sucker. So, I would like to see that come back. I would like to see a shift towards pulse rifles, maybe just for the sake of something different, because they're not really prominent at the moment. There's a few that are good, the Lincoln Green, things like that. But for me, that would be mine. Boys, what do you think? Like, what would you like to see a shift towards? We'll call it that. not like a whole meta. You don't have to.
What would you chuck it in there first, Danos?
Yeah, I'm similar to Log. I really enjoyed the Pulse meta. That was definitely highlights. I really liked doing Pulse Sniper, that kind of deal. That was awesome. I actually didn't mind having the shotguns and stuff in there. I thought that was quite good when it sort of became shotgun first.
You won, meta!
You know what? I'm going to support that entirely, provided, like, because it doesn't matter so much to me now, because you know what used to fuck me up? Being a shoulder-charging titan when people had shotguns all the time. As long as we don't go back to fucking, what was the name of the bloody fucking... Iron Banner shotgun.
The Fell Winters.
As long as we don't go back to that.
Because
I literally got one once they made it shit. I reckon they need to make a Destiny 2 sniper rifle called Fell Winters Lie. I reckon that would be the best nod of all time.
That would be good.
Fell Winters Lie has the range of about 2 feet before the rounds drop off.
I'd love to see a basic mode where we go back to similar something in the beta where you kind of just given these default kind of average guns and that kind of balances things out. I'd like to see just a mode or something that does that. That would sort of be my preferred PvP. I definitely like that in Battlefield where you could have default guns and you go back to just everyone has the exact same loadout and you have to play. And I really enjoyed that. So
fair enough.
Slothy.
Fair enough. I mean, I don't want to be one of those people that goes, you need to bring back this gun, because there's more than enough.
There's fucking two of them in this podcast, man. You got a problem?
Yeah, I'll fucking do. Fight me. I'll see you here. Flagpole, 3 o'clock. I also favour pulse rifles. I really enjoy the Hawksaw. I did not take the Hawksaw off in PvP.
Oh, it was from, a fucking good gun, man.
From when I got my God Roll 1 in TTK to
Beast
to Destiny 2. I love that gun. I love it. That one I will take every day of the week. I'll take a Saladin's, the Branded Lord that came in with Rise of Mine.
Mm-hmm.
Branded Lord Fusion Rifle. And heavy-wise, I'll actually take a... Merciless.
I'll take Merciless. Yeah, okay. You'd want to see Merciless. Yeah. I mean, Merciless is still a very good gun. No mistake. But I don't know. I mean, I never got heaps into fusions. I'd rather see shotties rather. I mean, we're having these weird discussions now because the power slot's so fucking congested, really. Like, you know, it's kind of like... I don't know. You really sort of got to define your loadout. Clever Dragon and Grasp of Malak, too. So, there's some fun... I mean, I wouldn't want to go back to the Clever Dragon. Remember when Clever Dragon was just...
That's
a bad example of pulse rifle meta. I don't want that amazing, one. I want the one from like a year and a half before that. Tractor Cannon meta. Let's go.
Get stuff.
You know what they need to... Would you play a game mode, right? All right, I'm gonna ask a question and we're gonna just sort of spitball on this. I think the whole competitive thing, the competitive and the quick play, like just the two playlist thing, I think that sucks. I'm going to throw it out there. I can't remember the last time I even remotely felt like playing a competitive game, and it's just boring. And I don't know this, but I guarantee you the population, player population in it right now would be absolute pants. There would be very few people in there playing it. But I think they need to just explore game modes a little bit, right? I mean, especially with upcoming sort of release of private games.
Rift. Bring back Rift.
Don't even.
Bring back Rift now.
Don't. You make me cry. I miss it. Would you play a game mode where everyone had a tractor cannon?
Yeah, I would.
That sounds really fucking great. Even if it was just like every week they brought in like a random silly fucking playlist where shit was like
just
that.
Everyone has a tractor traveler cannon. And you're stuck in the...
Just imagine there's a
Rocket League football-esque pitch inside the traveler, and you've got tractor cannons. You've got to belt the big traveler shaped ball that shows up at the tower. Like just go around and just like you can tractor cannon your mate into the side of the wall and just go like just falls over, guardian down. Yeah. I would play the fuck out of that.
Idea, right? What if they bring out the opposite of the tractor cannon, a gun that sucks things towards you. And then all you need is a bomb or something that you can throw, like in fucking Griff Ball, and you've got a sport. Everyone's got these guns that either throw or fucking... you know what I mean? And it's just fucking...
Yes, please.
You can catch it from a distance. I like... Why are we not making games? I mean, it just sounds so easy when we go
This is the thing. This is the thing. A lot of people get wrapped up around the axles. It's really good to go back and go, yeah, that'd be fun.
Yeah,
but we're looking at all this stuff through rose-colored glasses. Yeah. Hmm. We really are. Like Halo, when Griff Ball came out, when Griff Ball came out, I thought it was shit. I thought it was absolute shit. But I actually grew to love it at the very, very end. And I was like, oh, Griff Ball, I haven't played that for a while. Fuck, that was a good game. And then the last match I played, this is fucking bullshit. Pat it up for this fucking crap.
Oh, I mean, for a game mode, it was so prone to cheese. Like, remember when people used to get on your line and just spam the hammer? Like, I reckon 80% of Killionaire medals in fucking Halo came from people doing that. There is no way in the world that fucking people were genuinely getting a Killionaire medal outside of Griff Ball. Well, I don't know. I think Destiny could really do with, like, just having that, like... I mean, it's kind of funny because all the game modes are serious, but it seems like they've really peeled back the seriousness of the actual story and the universe itself. Like, I mean, I would have been happier if it had gone the other way, where the lore and all that sort of shit stayed really serious, and there was dumbish game modes and tractor... I mean, the tractor cannon's a great fucking weapon, and it's a great little... It's exactly what I think people are, you know, like when I first got it, I'm like, what the fuck? It doesn't even do any damage. What is this shit?
This is horrible,
And then once you get your head around it, it's beautiful.
Mm. Well, what about the, I really enjoyed Sparrow Racing. I really enjoyed the Sparrow Racing League.
Fuck yeah.
I would love to see, like I missed out on season two because I was over in England, but like I came to hate that motherfucking forklift on Earth. but that was good fun, like, because I remember Log and I, we jumped into a private match with some of the other TA boys, and like they were so far ahead of me because I'd never played the track before, and I hear three people at the same time, fucking forklift, like that, like that sort of shit. I would love to see Sparrow Racing League come back, honestly. I really would love to see that, you know. I would love to see that.
This has been good. It's turned into less talking with the chat and just Destiny hopes and dreams.
It's always good. It's always like we've said in previous weeks and on Twitter and all that sort of thing. It's always good to go back and remember the good times, but you've also got to remember, like, year one Destiny, that brought, like, Destiny, year one Destiny was the most fun that I've had in a video game for a long time. And I'll always look at year one Destiny as my favorite time in Destiny. But the PvP was fucked. You know, you could, like, the leveling system was not great.
Yeah.
PvE is so bad. Oh my god.
Like everyone looks at rose colored glasses.
Yeah.
And like you could say, take it back to Destiny 1. Well, no, because you were the one, like, I say you as in me, were saying fuck this game back then as well. So, like,
I think we can agree on one thing, though, that no one at any point is going to be like, hey, remember the great content drought of 2017, 2018? Those were the days.
How good was the sticky nades meta in PvP U3?
Oh, how good was sidearms? How good was sidearms in U3? How good was the wormwood?
We did this in Destiny.
We had a great time. Next week, we need to do something right. We're going to do the shittest things you remember about Destiny. Just tell us the one part of a meta that you hated.
it was great. We went back as Destiny Raiders, and everyone was just playing, like, year two kind of stuff, right? And then someone goes, oh, why didn't we enjoy this? And then I hear Yasin. He just goes, oh, let me remind you. Changes to hammers, just sticky, sticky, sticky sidearm. Everyone's like, that's why I hated it.
That's why it sucked. Because there was one small part of the fucking setup that was out of whack. And it just annihilated everything. I don't know. I mean, I guess if nothing else, it just proves that this whole massive fucking system that Destiny, that governs Destiny, is an incredibly difficult thing to balance. And at the end of the day, there are hardworking people working on it, and that's all we can really ask. I know a lot of people jump up and down about what the fuck is Bungie doing. But I dare say they're people who have no comprehension of how much work actually goes into things. So, look.
Well, I mean, I think everyone's been there as well. Everyone's been in that state. I know I have. I've been going, oh, what the fuck, Deej? You know, knowing full well that Deej is literally, he is the mouthpiece of the company for Bungie,
yeah.
For Destiny. For Destiny. He's the mouthpiece.
I don't think he's probably created an in-game asset at any point.
I mean, as far I don't know the dude. I've never met him. He's probably fairly intelligent, but for all I know, he could fucking struggle opening his mailbox. You know, like, we don't know these things. Don't be that person that jumps on the mob mentality of let's jump on Bungie because it's the fucking meme of the week or the month or the year. Come up with your own fucking ideas. Yeah,
that is true, though. Chris Barrett is our savior, and you know, I hope he's got big shoulders. He's gonna need him.
I always have a conflicting view with it, though, because I understand what it takes to build software and I test software. So I work in that quality assurance space, right? I sit there and I've got the brain of like, I know how complicated this is, and I have empathy. And then, but me as a player, I'm just like,
it needs to be fixed. It needs to be fixed. It needs to be fixed right now. But everyone's gone through that. That's what I'm saying. And I actually want to retract a statement that I made. I can't remember if it was on here or on my own channel. There, like, certain individuals of the Twitch community are saying that, you know, Destiny's dead and Destiny is shit and this, that, and the other. They can say that. Their opinions are their own. And they can say that. But
you know what? The other thing
is, us as the greater community, come up with your own opinions. If you don't like the game, why don't you like the game? Don't say it's because, for instance, a particular streamer with 35,000 fucking subs and all that sort of thing said, you know, I don't like the game because it's shit. Well, why? Why is it shit? Why don't you like it?
That's my new pet hate. You know, when someone attacks you about something you've said, and you're like, well, why don't you like it, dude? And they're like, well, such and such said this. I'm like, I don't give a fuck. What do you think, man? Like, if you've got to quote someone else to fucking support your own arguments, just fuck off.
Oh, no, no, it's good to quote. It's good to quote it, but actually have some substance on why you hate it. Not because, don't go onto the Bungie forums, and I don't know how far this reaches. Don't go onto the Bungie forums and just go, like, go to a post that Man at Arms has put up, you know, doing a parody of Destiny because he still enjoys doing that stuff, and go, Destiny is shit, it's dead. Why?
Nah, dude. Well, you're on the forum for it, so it's not completely dead, is it? Anyway, let's look. This is exactly what I feared this episode would become. Me and Sloth just
No, but you're picking up what I'm putting down, though. Like, we will always be positive about Destiny as a whole because Destiny has brought people together. Literally, like Moxie and Ben, they're married.
Yeah, people get married. That's fucking crazy. Anyway, right. Well, look, I don't know. I mean, let's just close out on this, dudes. What have you been doing? What are you gonna do through the week? What are you looking forward to doing?
Danos, what are you doing?
I'm really looking forward to. I love what I'm looking forward to the most in Crimson Days is it's just another opportunity for me to connect with more people I haven't played with. So I've reached out to people. I've got, you know, a couple of my good friends who I see all the time, but I've reached out to other people on Twitter and just said, hey, do you want to team up now? It's, you know, doubles. We'll give it a crack. So that's what I'm really looking forward to for Crimson Days. I try and use any of those, you know, events like Iron Banner and stuff to do that as a way of connecting. Because it's the only real time that people will be willing to come back. Even if everything is going bad, they'll often give it a chance for those kind of events. So, yeah. Crimson Days, looking forward to playing with some people I haven't, and yeah, it should be fun. That's basically what I'm looking forward to this week.
Good.
Swathy.
What are you looking forward to this week, Log?
Look, I mean, last week, I spent all of last week looking forward to playing Warhammer. I know that sounds bad, but I was
like, that was fun.
We're so much. Sloth and I have been having such a good time with it. You know, it's one of those games because it's such slow, like it's so slower paced. We spend heaps more time talking shit with chat and me playing guitar and fucking whatever. So it's a bit like that. But this week, I'm looking forward to Crimson Days. I'm looking forward to jumping into that, and I'll definitely be doing a stream. And I'm actually thinking about maybe doing a stream where I'll just jump in by myself and whoever, and just do one game with anyone who wants to turn up, if you're interesting. And we'll chat for a game, and then after that, we'll cycle it out, and I'll, you know, play with someone else. So if you're on Xbox and that sounds like you want to come and just talk shit with me for a fucking 15 minutes, then there's your window. But I actually reinstalled the Division, and it was not something I ever saw myself doing, but I guess it's I mean I can't sit here and say that I want people to give Destiny a chance down the line if I'm not willing to do it with a game that I thought, you know, that I gave up on. So I'm going to try and open my mind a little bit to that and just kill some time until Sea of Thieves comes out, and then I really ignore everything else. So that's where we're headed.
It'll be
people.
A struggle getting him on the podcast. It'll legitimately be a struggle. I've got OBS set up to run
this
it.
Is another thing. I've had a lot of, I mean, for the most part, I manage the DDU Twitter. Everyone seems to assume that it's
for the most part. You fucking do. I don't everyone assumes it's Matt.
I don't know, like, because for the most part, it's responsible. Just no one thinks I can not be a dickhead for 5 minutes. But I've been getting quite a few tweets with people asking, you know, like, people concerned for the future of the podcast and things like that, because Destiny is in such a rut, and I guess there's other casts that are just sort of, you know, they're on hiatus or they're doing what they're doing. I honestly don't think that you're ever going to have to worry about that here, because the thing that we have here is just, I look forward to getting on and talking to my friends, right? And Destiny can suck ass. And I mean, we could not play Destiny for 3 weeks and still turn up. And like, that's, Destiny is the pretext, right? It's the background that this is set to. And I really don't want anyone to worry that we're just going to up stumps and fuck off. Right, that's not going to happen. Even if we do start talking about other games, like we're doing now, I mean, we've all got to get through this sort of rough patch together, and, you know, realistically, we're all going to dabble in other things. But we're always going to be hanging around, talking shit, and doing what we do. So please, if you're listening to this right now, and you have tweeted me over the last few weeks, don't stress, right? We got you.
Don't stress.
We're going nowhere. I mean, Matt's completely gone, actually. Fuck, what are we... Yeah, what if he's just left? What, he's just thrown down a smoke grenade. Fuck.
He's fucking targets down, patchy out. He's fucking shade stepped out of here.
He's put the big goose step on. Look, I'll be back in a couple of weeks. Poof, Mylan gone for forever.
He's gone and living in a cave in the Himalayas, just going, the law.
It's all right. I mean, Danos has done a pretty good job. If you want, you know, maybe we can just get D straight in. We're fucking happy days.
Can you grow a man bun and a beard that goes down to about here?
I'll work on it. Yeah. Right, this is about 2 days of effort, so yeah, it should be fine.
Jesus Christ. Your 2 days looks like my 2 weeks.
Yeah, well, I mean, you do have a shit mo. Anyway.
You know what? I'd be offended if it wasn't 100% true. All right. Slothy, what have you got planned for the rest of this week? Getting back into streaming on the reg or what?
This week. So hopefully if my back doesn't play up in my sleeping schedule, it doesn't end up being 100% fucked instead of 98% fucked. It should be right. So Monday night, get back into some Ark. Check out the new changes for the TLC updates from Ark, and check out Kieran catching his fucking wyverns, flying around on dragons and stuff. So that'll be good. Tuesday, we'll do some more Bloodborne. Now, the rest of the week, however, I'm actually really excited. I received a code for a game called The Hunt Showdown recently. I'm actually pretty keen to see if it'll actually run on my computer for one, and then B, if it'll actually stream on my computer. Because it's an FPS... PvPvE, similar to Tarkov, except it's set in the 1800s. You're hunting giant hell beast monsters, and you're also fighting other players as well.
Sounds pretty badass.
It absolutely. It looks incredible. I was watching.
Consider my interest piqued.
Yeah.
So yeah, I'm pretty excited. There's a few people in the community who want to join because it's like teams of two. So a few people in the community who wants to jump in and do that. So yeah, we'll see how we go. Hopefully my consoles and my cap cards start working again soon.
You got anything in the? Are we all just praying for slots consoles? Is that where we're at?
No, I mean the Xboxes.
Pray for the consoles. What sort of capture card you got?
HD 60S, and I think it's dead. I actually think it's dead. Yeah, so, I might need to get another way, another one. Might go and get a Majorl or something if I have the cash. But yeah, regardless.
Shout out to Ava Media. Mine's still going strong. Thank you very much.
But yeah, that's my plan for the week, mate. That's my plan for the week.
Well, on that note, I think we might say goodbye to everyone and go back to our real lives and real fucking responsibilities and all that sort of shit. There's a huge electrical storm above me when I went to get a beer. I was like, holy shit. And my daughter says, you better get off the computer, there's lightning. And I've been in here for half hours. So there you go. Right. So provided that the lightning doesn't strike, the video will be up for this in about an hour or so. So rock and roll. Thanks for coming on, D. It's been a pleasure to catch up with you again, man. As much as, absolutely, you know, we game and whatever. Well, not all that often these days, but we do. It's nice to get you on the cast. And we'll have to make more of a habit out of it, man, because it's been far too long.
Yeah, appreciate having me.
No worries.
So, guys, if you're looking for information on Danos, make sure you check him out at twitter.com/DanosDestiny and twitter.com/DestinyComPod. DestinyComPod.
That's someone else.
It's Destiny Thing Pod. I wish I was Destiny Thing Pod. I'm not as good looking.
Yeah. No. Destiny Thing Pod. Not Destiny Compod. I mean, you should check out Tefty anyway. It's a good cast. Yes.
It's actually better than mine, but yes.
It's better than this.
Make sure you check him out. Make sure you check out Log at twitch.tv/logpowerslave and this other fucking random Matt at twitch.tv/MylanGames.
Merlin? Is it Merlin?
Yeah. And youtube.com/MylanGames as well if you want to check out some lore and some good videos of late. In regards to BRs and microtransactions and all that sort of thing. It's actually a really, really good, well-written couple of episodes. So check that out as well. Guys, thank you very much for hanging around. If you have any questions or any comments on the cast through SoundCloud, YouTube, or Twitch, please either at @DDU_podcast on Twitter or leave them in the comments below on YouTube. SoundCloud, yeah, just find us on Twitter. We're there. We'll answer.
There's no comment function on SoundCloud, is there? I think there is, actually. Now I don't think anyone ever uses it, but so. Yeah, cool. Just tweet us. Please tweet us. Because I don't even know if I know how to check it.
Tweet at my retweet or something.
Twain us.
Twain us. Right. Thank you very much, ladies and gentlemen. We have been the Destiny Down Under team with special guest Danos. Thank you for coming on, man. Guys, I will do the Mylan this week. I'm going to be creepy and the law will find you. Maybe. Maybe look under your bed. Who knows?
Fucking hell. There was a lot of bass. There was way more bass in that than Matt. Like, you've got him covered, I think. We might sack him when you get back. Just on that part.
You can
sack him
now. Fucking sack.
All right. Peace. Bye.
Yeah.
Bye.